Open television stations are an absolute necessity if you want to reach the very, very poor and the masses. Not everybody can afford a satellite dish. Not everybody can afford a cable connection. So therefore, an open television network, in this case, over 45 cities with open television stations broadcasting to everybody. That is God's plan, I believe, to reaching everybody in the world. When trying to understand how God will work in His last days, there is a statement that has been a lot of encouragement to me. Let me tell you that the Lord will work in this last work in a manner very much out of the common order of things, and in a way that will be contrary to any human planning. There will be those among us who will always want to control the work of God, to dictate even what movements shall be made when the work goes forward under the direction of the angel who joins the third angel in the message to be given to the world. God will use ways and means by which it will be seen that He is taking the reins into His own hands. Do not imagine that it will be possible to lay out plans for the future. Let God be acknowledged as standing at the helm at all times and under every circumstance. He will work by means that will be suitable and will maintain, increase, and build up His own people. Sometimes when things get hard, when resources are scarce, one has to go to God's Word or the Spirit of Prophecy to become encouraged. I do this quite often. Here's another verse that really encourages me. When we give ourselves wholly to God, and in our work follow His directions, He makes Himself responsible for its accomplishment. He would not have us conjecture as to the success of our honest endeavors. Not once should we even think of failure. We are to cooperate with one who knows no failure. He is well pleased when they make the very highest demands upon Him, talking about us, that they may glorify His name. They may expect large things if they have faith in His promises. God gives opportunities. Success depends upon the use made of them. Sometimes tasks seem impossible. The challenge is far too big to be accomplished. But in those moments, I go back to the written word. Though apparent impossibilities obstruct their way, by His grace they are to go forward. Instead of deploring difficulties, they are called upon to surmount them. They are to despair nothing and to hope for everything. Isaiah 55 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." Being a worker for God can sometimes be very lonely. Sometimes your friends and family don't even understand. But God does, and He encourages. Listen to this. The servants of the Lord must expect every kind of discouragement. They will be tried, not only by the anger, contempt, and cruelty of enemies, but by the indolence, inconsistency, lukewarmness, and treachery of friends and helpers. Even some who seem to desire the work of God to prosper will yet weaken the hands of His servants by hearing, reporting, and half-believing the slanders, boasts, and menaces of their adversaries. God appreciates the labors of His children, men and women, who are dedicated solely to working for Him. In fact, He says the following, "His special blessing accompanies the labors of men of action, men who will not be swerved from the straight line of duty, but who with divine energy will inquire, who is on the Lord's side? Men who will not stop merely with inquiry, but who will demand that those who choose to identify themselves with the people of God shall step forward and reveal unmistakably their allegiance to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords." I am so grateful that God is using the Advenir Spanish Television Network to reach so many peoples in such a wide variety of belief systems and cultures. One thing that has surprised me is the response of many evangelical pastors, entire congregations in Venezuela, Bolivia, and Colombia. Pastors have come in with their members into the church. They have accepted the Sabbath. They have become members of the church. And in some cases, the entire building has been placed in the hands of the church as a new church building that they can worship in. We are one of the favorite stations of the Catholic nuns in the city of Santa Cruz, Bolivia. They have invited our director of programming to go eat at their house just to say thank you for the beautiful programming. In one city in Colombia, the Catholic priest only allows one Protestant network to come into that city on cable, and that is our Spanish television network.